Changing minds one thought at a time. Good evening and welcome to the Changing Minds Online special series, Unlocking Your Code. I am here tonight with two amazing people. Lisa DeMeo, one of the most successful entrepreneurs we've ever had the privilege to bring on our show. We've had her on our show once before, and it was our most highly downloaded show, and it's not a surprise to me. She's a world-class speaker, coach, and best-selling author. She's built her entire platform and global health and wellness brand and built it upon serving others. She believes from the bottom of her heart that for people to be empowered, they must live in the healthiest versions of their bodies. She's helped tens of thousands of women understand that they deserve to be the best version of themselves, and the world deserves to see what they can do when they perform at their best. That's why she's recently aligned to become the Director of Marketing for Integrated Genetic Solutions. It's a privilege and honor to welcome Lisa on the call tonight. Welcome, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much, Jessica. And it's an honor to be here, really, because I do empower women and I empower men as well, Jess. And we can do as much as we can with a body, right, the body and the mind, and we can achieve anything we want through our goal setting. But if our body is physically incapable of moving forward, it becomes almost impossible. And sometimes we're not even aware of what's going on. And that's why I agreed to partner with IGS. It's an absolutely brilliant program. IGS is a software platform, and it's designed to help doctors regulate patients' gene expression. Our gene expression controls the vast majority of how our bodies operate and function. So what IGS is, it's a diagnostic tool that enhances a doctor's treatment of a patient, and it augments their practical experience. So ultimately, the doctor is treating you. But what IGS does, it allows 20 to 30 hours of pharmaceutical calculations paired with leading-edge genetic research to give that doctor an algorithm. So we are so proud right now to be in alignment with some of the most brilliant minds in the industry. And today, it's truly my privilege to introduce our speaker, Dr. Stoff. Dr. Stoff is a graduate of New York Medical College. He pursued extensive postdoctoral training, including a fellowship in clinical immunology. He's been practicing since 1986, and he specializes in the use of cellular medicine for the treatment of his patients with severe and chronic diseases by activating specialized cells in the immune system and through the use of adult stem cells since 1995. My goodness, he can do it and I could barely say it. And it's incredible what's happening when you stimulate this repair process. But what's really so fascinating about this man is the care in which he treats his patients, his heart. And I'm around brilliant physicians all day, and it's what I do, and we're interviewing all day long and watching these doctors with their patients. And truly what is exceptional about Dr. Stoff is his heart and the patient clientele that he has with some of the most difficult to treat illnesses out there. And he's finding so much success in our algorithm. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to our show today, Dr. Stoff. Dr. Stoff, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So can you tell us, where is your practice located and what kind of patients do you most often see?
Well, I'm a clinical immunologist, and I have a practice in Westbury, New York, which is about a half an hour east of New York City. And it's a nice practice. It's up on the third floor. I have tremendous views outside of my window, and I have a fantastic staff to support me and help my patients. The kind of patients that I predominantly work with are people with severe and chronic diseases, people with advanced cancers, people with advanced autoimmune diseases, people with immune deficiencies, and the like. All the patients I have are hurting and need a lot of help. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy to be able to offer that help and to be able to help the vast majority of the patients that come to see me. I also have a percentage of patients who come to see me for a preventive approach to their health care. Unfortunately, it's not enough for the practice. I'd like to see many more people coming for preventive medicine because the best way to treat a bad disease is not to get it to begin with. So I'm very happy to be associated with Integrated Genetic Solutions, IGS, because this gives me the tools that I need to really help people predominantly from a preventive point of view. It's the most powerful tool that I have to really help people in a very definitive and deep-seated way to rebuild their immune system, to straighten out their biochemistry, and to help minimize their risk of getting a severe and chronic disease.
In terms of treatment, what can patients expect from the treatment following the results from an IGS test? So do you want to walk us through, the patient comes into your practice, what happens next, and what can we expect as a result?
Sure. Well, when a patient comes for preventive medical care, I will sit down with them. I'll take a history. I'll do the appropriate physical. I'll ask about 1,001 questions. I'll order a bunch of blood tests. And a lot of the blood tests I order are through the IGS system. So what these blood tests will tell me is they'll give me a basic blood count and chemistry profile. It'll tell me about a lot of different hormone balances. It'll give me information about their adrenals and their thyroid and their liver and their kidneys, et cetera, et cetera. And it'll give me a good picture of where people are biochemically right now. Now, in addition to that, one of the things that IGS has done is integrated a genetic profile in with the biochemical test. Now, the genetic profile is looking for things called SNPs. SNPs are single nucleotide polymorphisms. What these are genetic hiccups, if you will, in our genetic code that will cause a variance in the production of certain proteins and can predispose us to different sorts of illnesses down the road if we don't pay attention to it. Now, the SNPs will also regulate how fast we can metabolize certain medications or certain vitamins or perhaps even certain forms of vitamins that we really need that are best suited to our biochemistry. And then IGS takes it a step further in that they integrate all this information together through a brilliant algorithm that they've put together that looks at the balance of one nutrient against the other, one hormone level against the other, looking at kidney function tests relative to liver function tests, and so on and so forth, to recommend the kind of nutrient balance that would be most helpful in this sort of situation for this patient. And then they modify all that based upon the SNPs that the patient has as to how they could actually metabolize these things and how we have to further metabolize their and modify their individualized recommendations to suit their genetics. It turns into one big self-supporting cycle, if you will. When our biochemistry is in good balance, then the different proteins that we have in our blood, the different vitamins, the different minerals, all give various sorts of feedback to our genetics that are seated deep within our nucleus, and the genes turn on and turn off in an appropriate sort of way. This sort of feedback to our genetic code is called epigenetics. In other words, it's information that affects our genetic expression, but it's not coming from our genetic code. It's coming from outside of the nucleus, outside of the cells even, and it's based upon these nutrients, based upon various proteins, based upon the balance of vitamins, the levels of toxins, the levels of various things in the blood, heavy metals that don't belong there, so on and so forth. All of these things will feed back and affect the expression or the activity of various genes, turning them on or off. And depending upon which genes are turned on or off, that increases or decreases our risk for a severe and chronic disease. So that's taken into account also as part of this algorithm. And in doing so, it gives us a very, very powerful preventive medical way to look at patients in a very individualized way to see what sort of factors are affecting them all the way down to their genetics and increasing their risk of various severe and chronic illnesses so we can intervene early and help to prevent these things. As I said before, the best way to treat a severe or chronic disease is to prevent it. And this is a very powerful tool for doing that. Now, once the genes are turning on and off in an appropriate sort of way, the cycle continues because the genes code for different proteins, structural proteins, functional proteins like enzymes, so on and so forth. So if the genes are working well It makes the appropriate proteins, which ensures our health. These proteins then circulate around in our bloodstream and go to the appropriate places where the body needs them to repair damage or metabolize something with an enzymatic function, which then rebalances the hormones and rebalances the vitamins, so on and so forth, which then gives positive feedback to our genetics and from an epigenetic point of view, and we have the positive healthful support back to our genome. So it's a giant self-supporting cycle. And this cycle works amazingly well in most cases until we're exposed to some sort of overwhelming level of toxins, which unfortunately nowadays is rampant in our environment, or when people are under severe amounts of stress for a prolonged period of time, high levels of the stress hormones, epinephrine, norepinephrine, metinephrine, even abnormalities in dopamine, etc., will throw this whole balance of epigenetic feedback to our genetics out of balance, again predisposing us to certain sorts of illnesses. This all must be taken into account if we want to truly help somebody in a long, deep sort of way from a preventive point of view. Unfortunately, this new algorithm from IGS gives me those tools that I need.
You've been practicing since 1986, and you're not new to this field by any stretch of the imagination. Can you please tell our audience the work that you've done, the papers you have published, the book that you're currently writing, so they truly get an understanding of how you've been able to incorporate something in this IGS program in what you've already been doing? So for you, it's just making it concise and simple to be able to understand what a patient is wanting and needing. But what I would love for the audience to hear is truly who you are and how well-versed you are in integrative medicine.
Do you really want me to put your audience to sleep?
You are by far one of the most brilliant people I have ever known.
Hey,
and it's really, it's your warmth and your bedside manner. And I've been in the office and I've seen you with other doctors and I know what you're doing out there. And please don't be modest, because I truly believe most people are unaware and in the dark because they don't know that this exists for them. And they're apprehensive. I think, and people have said to me, I'm not sure I want to find out, which in this day and age, ignorance is simply a choice.
Right.
So I'd love for them to really know who you are.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about who I am from my professional side. How's that? And
that would be fabulous.
This goes back to my interest in immunology and in unusual illnesses back to the very beginnings of my practice. Back in 1986, I wrote a paper for NORD, the National Organization of Rare Diseases, on chronic Epstein-Barr virus, and back then they thought it was a rare disease. Surprise, surprise. And I wrote a paper about how one could approach a treatment to this disorder by supporting the immune system. And at this point, I was starting my practice up in rural Great Barrington, Massachusetts, in the middle of the Berkshire Mountains, which is a beautiful place to be unless it happens to be snowing and you have a blizzard, as we had all too often back then. Anyway, I wrote this paper, and a few months later, I'm in my office, and at this point, I had basically a family practice. I even did home deliveries. I was a school doctor. I was having lots of fun. It was great. And then I got a phone call one day from Dr. Bernie Siegel at Yale. And I knew who he was because I read quite a lot. And he said to me that he had a patient who had a nasopharyngeal carcinoma, which is a type of cancer known to be caused by Epstein-Barr virus. And he said that he had read my paper. And at that point, I about fell off my chair because I couldn't imagine that anybody would read that paper, but whatever. And he asked me if I would be able to help this person by going after the virus. And I told him I hadn't the foggiest clue because I'd never done that. In terms of somebody with cancer. I didn't know if it would help or not. And he asked me what I would do, and I told him. I laid out the protocol, and he said, well, it seems safe, and there's not much to lose here. I'll send her up to you and see what you can do. So he sent up a lovely young lady in her mid-20s. She was a school teacher, and she had this horrendous form of cancer who had failed multiple treatments at Yale. So I went after this cancer by going after the virus, with various natural medicines and some homeopathics and some IV therapies that I do. And, you know, the gods were smiling upon us. My guardian angel was working overtime, and so was hers, and she went into remission. So Bernie called me up, and he said, well, that was really good. I have another patient for you to try. What do you think of this? And he sent me another patient, and again, the gods were smiling, and that patient went into remission. And this went on for a while, and before I knew it, I had half of Yale Oncology at my rural family practice doorstep in the middle of Great Barrington. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what's happening here? So I made some phone calls, and I found Dr. Jim Peters, who was the owner of Specialty Labs in Santa Monica, California, and who was an MD, PhD. He was a lovely gentleman, learned man, a beautiful soul. And I told him what was going on. I had been sending some of these unusual blood tests to him, and he was helping me with them. And I said to him, I need more information about how to analyze these people's immune systems and get a little deeper and help them a little bit more, help them faster. So we went back and forth, and the two of us designed some new panels in immunology, some new things, and we worked with them and gave us more information so I could help the patients faster. And at that point, my practice was growing rather large. I'd brought on several associates and moved to a much larger space. And then in 1990, after one blizzard too many and trying to run my office on generator for the umpteenth time, I decided enough was enough, and I moved to Tucson, Arizona. And in Tucson, I hooked up with Dr. George Olson, who was the director of immunology at the university there, and I did a external fellowship with him. And for 5 years, he sat by my side and taught me everything there was to know at that time in the world of clinical immunology. And we had access to all the labs at the university and all the other doctors and professors there, and I was able to put together some very powerful programs in the world of oncoimmunology. And then along that time, I hooked up with Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where I served on their clinical nutrition board for several years and designed many of their initial immunotherapy treatment protocols, some of which are still used today. And basically, at that point, I was enjoying life in Tucson. I did research for several years. I developed some new molecules that were biological, true antibiotic replacements, which I'm in the process of getting patented. And then for a variety of reasons, we decided to move back east, and I moved back, and here we are. So the focus of my practice is in the world of immunology, cancer immunology, allergy immunology, immune deficiency, autoimmunology, and the common denominator is I do very extensive blood tests for the patients, so I'm not shooting from the hip, but I'm really trying to guide their immune system back onto the right path, and I use lots of natural medicines, nutraceuticals, various IVs, pharmaceuticals when I need to help them get back there, and I'm very fortunate in that the majority of my patients respond very, very well. So there we have it in a quick nutshell.
And I will exhale. And it's absolutely incredible. And with all that you're treating and all that you're doing and all that comes across, right? People are always asking you to partner with this or that or take a look at something. What do you find particularly beneficial about the IGS algorithm?
Well, the IGS algorithm, as I said earlier, is, you know, the best tool currently available, and this is something I don't say lightly because I am a certified laboratory director, amongst other things, and so I do keep an eye on what the other labs are doing out there and what tests are available because it's important for me to be able to get the best technology for my patients to get the best information as quickly as possible to help them. So I do keep track of what's going on out there in the field, and the IGS algorithm at this point is clearly the best thing out there to work with patients from a preventive medical point of view because it gives us the most information to help repair and support that cycle that I was describing earlier, the cycle between our genetics, our biochemistry, the epigenetics, and as it flows back to affect our genetic code. And with the IGS algorithm, I'm able to, as quickly as possible, identify the various factors that are throwing the patient out of balance and predisposing them to various illnesses. And by doing so, I'm able to intervene very quickly so that people get a fairly rapid response measured in weeks or just a couple months, not in years. And patients feel better, they look better, they have more energy, they have more stamina, they're more focused, alert, happy. I mean, it's just great. It's a real win-win situation. And, you know, the patients are thankful for their improvements. They're thankful for getting their feet back on the ground and getting back to their life. It's just really, really wonderful to see.
And I know that you are currently writing a book. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm working on book number 9. And this book is going to be my best book yet. And this is going to be a book on cancer immunology. It's going to be on the clinical approach to cancer immunology. At the moment, there's no book on the subject out there. And part of the reason for that is because the field is moving so fast. But what I'm going to try to do in this book is lay a groundwork that's going to be a little bit more timeless than the next journal article that comes out next month, but actually give physicians who read this book some insight in terms of how one goes about rebuilding the biochemical foundation of the immune system, because a functional immune system is based upon an intact biochemistry. If you don't straighten out the biochemistry, you'll never straighten out the immunology. And that's one of the points I'm going to make in the book and point to very specific pathways of things to look for, things to do, and ways to correct the person's biochemistry to support their immune system when dealing with severe and chronic diseases. It's no fun to be sick, and any way that we can help patients is really a godsend.
And I do understand how this all, why you're so passionate about the algorithm and how it can truly give you the roadmap to follow enhance the treatment. Now, if I were going in and I'm getting this IGS test, how long before I get my results? What is the typical protocol? So would you mind just walking us through, if I call and I set up an appointment, what happens next?
Sure. Well, the patient will walk into my office and see my smiling staff, and the staff will meet them and ask them if they filled out their new patient information packet, and sometimes people do and sometimes they don't. If they don't, we ask them to fill it out. And then I'll see the patient, and as I said before, I'll take a history, do a focus physical on whatever issues that we need to address. We'll get the blood test drawn, we'll get a urine test drawn, and at that point I'll have reviewed what the patient is currently taking in terms of nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, get some sort of idea about their life and lifestyle. And then over the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'll get the information back from the biochemical tests that are done and then the IGS algorithm report. And then I will sit down with the patient and go through everything and say, well, here's what we got, here's what the problems are, here's where we need to be, and here's how I recommend that we get there. And I'll lay it out for the person, and I'll make some life and lifestyle changes in terms of dietary changes and, you know, obviously the usual questions about, you know, smoking and drinking and stuff that we know isn't the world's greatest thing for us. Limiting one's sugar intake, discussing some lifestyle changes and stress modification perhaps. And then, you know, there will be various supplements to take and often some bioidentical hormones that could be helpful in rebalancing things as well. But each person gets a very individualized prescription because no people have the same genetic code or the same biochemistry or the same epigenetic pressures on their genetic code. So everybody has, you know, a very distinctly different approach to their health care from a preventive point of view of how they can, you know, stay out of trouble and stay above ground in a happy, healthy way that much longer.
How long would it take for a patient to start to feel better? I remember when I went through the program, I just wasn't feeling great. And I didn't feel bad, but I didn't feel great. And people kept saying to me, well, you've been through so much and you'd work so hard and you're so busy with your children. And I think we buy into these stories that it's the outside factors that are affecting our body. And everybody your age feels that way. And you're just getting a little bit older. And I feel that way too. And we really start to satisfy our intellect by saying, well, everybody feels this way. And this is a normal part of the aging process. And then we go through a test like this and we're shocked to find out we're truly not optimal. So when a healthy patient, such as myself, or I thought I was anyway, comes in to see you, how long before the treatment starts to work and it truly has an effect on their overall being?
Well, that depends upon two factors. It depends upon what the pattern of problems are, and you know, if somebody has, you know, more problems than you had in your test, then it'll take longer to glue things back together. And perhaps one of the biggest factors of how fast they will respond is how well they comply with my recommendations. And the recommendations aren't just about taking pills, powders, and potions. It's also about exercise. It's about what time the person goes to sleep. It's about what they're doing in their life to balance it by doing some things for fun, and which relieves stress, lowers catecholamine levels, takes big, you know, stresses off of the body's biochemistry, allows things to rebalance and to heal faster. So there's no magic pill here. It's not like I give them, you know, a magic pill or several pills, and, you know, 3 weeks later they feel like $1 million. They have to do some work because there are things that they're actively doing right now that are digging that hole for them that much deeper. And until they stop digging that hole, they're not going to get better. So there's always some lifestyle changes that go with it, and how fast a person responds depends upon how quickly they're willing to make those changes and comply with the supplements and bioidenticals or whatever it is I happen to recommend to help get them back on track. But if somebody is, you know, reasonably compliant, then usually within 3 or 4 weeks they notice significant change in the right direction, and it only gets better from there.
And how long does a patient have to be on a program like this?
Well, typically we'll repeat the blood tests and the IGS algorithm in 3 months and see what's left to be fixed. And then depending upon what changes have occurred and which ones still need to happen, we'll make a new protocol, make some changes in what they're doing, do some fine-tuning, and go from there. If the person is leading a very stressful life in terms of you know, either how they're approaching life, their stress levels, or what they're exposed to in terms of toxins or their lack of exercise or whatever it happens to be, they're going to have to be on the protocol a lot longer than somebody whose life is more malleable and more quickly adjusted to a healthier life and lifestyle. However, the bottom line is that because we can't stop breathing, you're still going to be breathing in various toxins, you're still going to be exposed to various toxins and fumes, and even if you're drinking good bottled water, you know, if you eat out occasionally, you're going to get some chemicals and antibiotics and crap in the food that you eat out. You can't avoid it nowadays. So for the vast majority of people, for 100% of people, shall we say, there's going to be some minimal regimen that I'm going to recommend to continue to help with liver detox, help support the kidneys and detox mechanisms there, and just help make sure that things don't reaccumulate in their body and start building up to a point that it starts to compromise their health in the future. So initially, there'll be more things to do. As a person gets progressively better and things improve, there'll be less things to do. But we're never going to get down to zero because we're not going to stop being exposed to the kinds of stresses and toxins that got us in trouble to begin with.
And lastly, if our listeners want to get in touch with you and they're interested in the IGS program, how do they go about making an appointment to see you?
Oh, that's very simple. You just let your fingers do the walking. 516-759-4200.
Well, Dr. Stoff, I just want to thank you for all this knowledge that you've given us in 30 minutes. It's truly remarkable, and really it's your bedside manner. And for all the listeners out there, I do this day in and day out, and I meet brilliant minds all day long. And it's truly, you truly are one of the most compassionate people I have ever met. And how you feel about your patients, it's beyond anything I've ever seen. So it's truly been a pleasure to have you on, and I just want to thank you. It's wonderful to be partnered with you, and I look forward to hearing all the incredible results from all the listeners out there as you go through the program, because I didn't realize how bad I felt until I started to feel good, and it's been an eye-opening experience for me, because I was one of those people who, I look healthy, I feel healthy, I'm strong, I'm fit, I exercise, and then going through the program, I had no idea what optimal really felt like. So wishing you all an incredible experience with this program. Please get in touch with Dr. Stoff. Make your appointment. It does take 4 weeks before we get all the information back to start the protocol. So, Jessica, I want to thank you for having us today.
Yes, absolutely, Lisa. And thank you so much for bringing on Dr. Stoff. I mean, what an amazing amazing call, and really just for being willing to co-host this new series, Unlocking Your Code. And Dr. Stoff, I just want to personally thank you for dedicating your life to studying epigenetics. You know, and I know we didn't speak about it, but many people who listen to this podcast, they know that I myself have a progressive and genetic neurological disorder, and I have decided to build my life on the platform that I get to control my life, and that I am going to decide what my life and what my lifestyle looks like. And it's people like you who've done the work in epigenetics who've allowed me to make that choice and make it possible for me. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for really dedicating your life to serving people like me who really get to live in a not only normal life, but an exceptional life because of the work you've done.
You're more than welcome. Take care and be well. Big hug. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. If anything that was said tonight touched you, if you'd like to listen to this podcast again, if you'd like to download it and share it with anybody, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio under Changing Minds Online. It'll be on iTunes, and it'll also be on Stitcher. And, of course, you can find it on our website, changingmindsonline.com. Thank you again, Lisa. Thank you, Dr. Stoff, and for everyone who called in and listened in tonight. Have a great night, everybody.